The play we're going to hear, The Revenge, is an experiment in terms of sound. It's the first play written for radio without dialogue. The play's been recorded in binaural stereo. Now, to achieve the full effect of binaural sound, you should listen on stereo earphones plugged into your stereo receiver. You can enjoy this play in ordinary stereo, and indeed also in mono, but it's important that you listen at the correct level, and if you're listening in stereo, that your speakers are correctly balanced and properly placed. Before the play begins, you'll need to balance your speakers, and to help you to do so, I have with me Ronald Mason, head of drama for the BBC, and Glyn Dearman, director of The Revenge.
And I am now on this side of the mic, Ronald Mason.
And I, Glyn Dearman, am on the left-hand side.
Now, we're going to talk a bit about the idea behind doing a radio play without dialogue. And during our conversation, you can adjust your set so that you can listen under the best possible circumstances. Now, I think I'm right in saying that your volume control should be set at a minimum listening level. Why is that, Glyn?
Because quite often listeners have their volume too high. All they really need to do is to have it loud enough to be able to relax and listen in comfort, without straining, of course, but not to have it blasting at them.
What else ought we to do?
Well, The Revenge requires fairly concentrated listening. Ideally, the listener should listen in as quiet a room as possible, possibly with the windows closed, if they can arrange it so that they're not distracted during the 20-odd minutes the play runs. I think they'll enjoy it more. If they can avoid any extraneous sounds in the room, it'll help them to concentrate on what is actually coming out of the speakers alone.
We've had sound effects for a very long time, since radio drama began, I suppose. But how did a play without dialogue come about?
Well, actually, the whole idea began sometime last year when Tom Stoppard, the distinguished playwright, was talking about radio drama, and he suggested that there was a potential in radio drama that hadn't been explored so far, and that it ought to be possible to attempt to play with more sound effects than dialogue. In a way, it's the apotheosis of radio plays to have a play where the sound of things happening becomes the dominant, important narrative thread, he said. He went on to suggest that it ought to be possible to make a radio play with no dialogue in it whatsoever.
Glyn, does this mean we're going to hear nothing but a series of sound effects?
Oh, no. A series of unrelated sound effects wouldn't add up to very much. It wouldn't make sense. The Revenge is a play. It tells a story, and we tell that story through a series of natural sounds. That's one of the reasons we recorded the play on location. Everything the listener is going to hear actually happened. But it also has a cast of 11 actors, and they play a very important part in the play, including the central character, which is played by Andrew Sachs.
But there is no dialogue to convey the meaning. You've got to live with the man, the principal character, and the microphone is with him all of the time during the whole course of his journey through the narrative.
Does this mean, then, that we're going to have a series of plays without dialogue in the future?
No, it does not. Of course, radio is a medium where the word is tremendously important, and of course we will go on doing that.
Is there a large enough repertory of sounds without words?
Oh, yes, an enormously wide repertory of sounds.
I mean, how many times have you sat in the room and heard an ambulance siren and wondered to yourself and built a story, a whole narrative thread, around the approach of that thing? Will it stop near me? Has whatever has occurred, the heart attack, the accident? And you can build up and tell yourself stories out of all manner of things.
Listener will have to listen with concentration, but also sit back and enjoy The Revenge as a play.
I wouldn't say to the listener that now and again you won't be confused, but then if you're listening to a work of literature, the mind is stretched, and it is left open to many interpretations, and the theme of the play is implicit in the title.
Ronald Mason, Glyn Dearman, thank you very much. Let's hear the play now.
The Revenge, a play for radio without words, by Andrew Sachs.
Oh.
The Revenge, a play for radio without words, was written by Andrew Sachs, who also played The Man. Others taking part were Graham Ashley, Sean Barrett, Michael Deacon, Blaine Fairman, Leonard Fenton, Francis Jeter, Fraser Carr, Melody Lang, Paul Rosebery, and John Rye. Technical realization was by Lloyd Silverthorne. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.
That was a Stereo Workshop production. And we hope you found that play made for interesting and enjoyable listening. The producer, Glyn Dearman, would very much like to hear from you about it. He'd like to know how you listened to it, in binaural stereo, ordinary stereo, or in mono, if you had any difficulty in following the play, and any other comments you may care to make. And the address to write to is The Producer of The Revenge, BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A1AA. I'll just repeat that. Write to The Producer of The Revenge, BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A1AA. And he'd very much like to hear from you and to know what you thought about the play.